I grew up in Australia, so I'm used to having a house. I grew up in a house with a garden and a double car garage. It wasn't a huge house, but it was sort of a house built in the 1960s. So by Hong Kong standards, it was enormous. And then I lived in my own house in America, and that was a huge house with a swimming pool. I lived there for a few years. And then since I moved to Hong Kong, I've lived most of my time in quite large apartments, around 2,000 square feet or more, with just tons and tons of room. And one of the problems with that is you just end up acquiring stuff, getting stuff, furniture, knickknacks, art things, because you have a space that you need to fill. And Hong Kong is a good place for that because there's a lot of very beautiful furniture, or, you know, beautiful art. I love the Asian style art and furniture. If you have a bit of money, it's very easy. Walk down Hollywood Road, you'll find lots of nice stuff. But you end up acquiring all this stuff. If you want to be cruel, you could call it junk, because it's just things. And people compliment me on my taste and all this sort of thing, but I look at what I've got and I think it's just things. They're not complimenting me on something that I've done, or because I'm a kind person or anything like that, or any skills I have. These are just things that I've acquired. So I sort of was thinking, that's not, there's something wrong with that. And so in the process of having move in here, I've given a lot of stuff away to friends. I've sold a lot of things. I've given a lot of stuff away to strangers as well. It's funny because when you grow up in a... I'm just thinking about this just the last few minutes, actually. When you grow up in a big places in the West and you're used to open space, you feel that living in a small place is going to be confining and restricting and will make you feel claustrophobic. But then what happens is when you have a big space and you acquire all this junk, for want of a better word, the acquisition of that junk, that then possesses you, and that takes away your freedom. So by living in a big space, you're actually losing freedom because you have all this junk. When you move into a smaller space and you get rid of stuff, you gain freedom because you just have less and less. And that's a very deliberate process that I wanted to go through by moving into this place. And it's been wonderful because I do feel a lot lighter, as if I was having to carry all that. You know, it's like carrying a heavy load. Of course, it's nice if you can offload some stuff. You feel better for it. And that's how I feel. And now I actually, I look at this place and I'd like to, even if just as an intellectual exercise, like to think about if I could find somewhere around here that was only 250 square feet and see what I could do with that.